الاب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الان وكل اوان والى دهر الدهرين امين. اليوم 21 من شهر طوبى المبارك احسن الله انقضاءه واعاد علينا وعليكم ونحن وانتم مغفرو الخطايا والزلات والاثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب يا ابائي واخواتي امين. في هذا اليوم من سنة 48 ميلادية تنيحت القديسة الطاهرة مريم العذراء والدة الإله، حيث عاشت بعد صعود ربنا يسوع المسيح إلى السماء في بيت القديس يوحنا الحبيب 15 سنة. كانت تتردد على القبر المقدس كثيرا وتصلي هناك، فعلمت بالروح القدس بموعد انتقالها ففرحت، فاجتمع الآباء الرسل فبركتهم السيدة العذراء، ثم جاء السيد المسيح بنفسه مع ملائكته القديسين واستلم روحها الطاهرة وصعد بها إلى السماء. أما جسدها الطاهر فكفنه الآباء الرسل وحملوه إلى الجثمانية ليدفنوه في جبل يهوشافاط. وفي الطريق حاول أحد اليهود منعهم من ذلك وأمسك بالتابوت فانفصلت يداه عن جسده وبقيتا معلقتين، فندم وبكى على سوء فعله. وبتوسلات الآباء الرسل القديسين عادت يداه كما كانت، فآمن بوقته بالرب يسوع. ثم أكمل الرسل سيرهم حتى وصلوا الجثمانية ودفنوها هناك بإكرام جزيل، وكانت سنو حياتها على الأرض نحو 60 سنة. The apostles prepared the body in a fitting manner and credit to Gethsemane. When they placed the body in the tomb, the Lord hid it from them. St. Thomas the apostle was not present at the time of St. Mary's departure. He wanted to go to Jerusalem and cloud carried him there. On his way, he saw the pure body of St. Mary carried by the angels and ascended to heaven with it. One of the angels told him, "Make haste and kiss the pure body of St. Mary," and he did. When St. Thomas arrived where the disciples were, they told him about St. Mary's departure, and he said to them, "You know how I conducted myself at the resurrection of the Lord Christ, and will not believe unless I see her body." They went with him to the tomb and uncovered the place of the body, but they did not find it. And everyone was perplexed and surprised. St. Thomas told them how he saw the holy body and the angels that were ascending with it. They heard the Holy Spirit saying to them, "The Lord did not will to leave her body on earth. The Lord had promised these pure apostles to let them see her in the flesh once again." They were waiting for this promise to be fulfilled until the 16th day of the month of Misra, when the promise was fulfilled and they saw her. The years of her life on earth were 60 years. She was 12 years old when she left the temple. She spent 34 years in Joseph's house until the ascension of the Lord, and 14 years with St. John the Evangelist, according to the commandments of the Lord which he told her at the cross, "Behold, this is your son," and to John, "Behold, this is your mother." May her intercession be with us. Amen. On this day also, Saint Ilaria, daughter of Emperor Zeno, departed. Emperor Zeno was an Orthodox believer who loved the church. He had only two daughters, Hilaria and her sister, Theobesta. Their fathers brought them up and taught them the fundamentals of the Orthodox faith. Hilaria, since her young age, loved to live a solitary life, and she thought about the monastic life. When she was 18 years old, she left the court of her father and traveled to Egypt, disguised in a man's clothing. She went to the wilderness of Saint Macarius, where she met the holy man by the name of Bimwa. She told him about her desire to become a monk, and she was ordained a monk under the name of Hilary. 3 years later, Ambabemwa found out that she was Hilaria, the daughter of Emperor Zeno. He kept her secret and placed her in a cave and visited her from time to time. She stayed there for 15 years. When she did not grow a beard, the monks thought that she was an eunuch, and they called her Hilary the eunuch. Meanwhile, her sister Theobesta became possessed with an unclean spirit, and their father spent on her a great deal of money in vain. The men of his court advised the emperor to send her to the elders of the Shihid for the fame of their holiness and spread to all the Roman districts. The emperor sent her with one of the noblemen in the empire, accompanied by many soldiers and several servants. He sent a letter with the nobleman to the elders of the wilderness, telling them about his pain and grief. The emperor told them that God has given him two daughters. One departed and she did not return, and he did not know where she was. And the other became possessed with an evil spirit who tormented her often. He asked them to pray for her, so that the Lord might heal her from what was ailing her, so that she would be a comfort to him in place of his disappeared daughter. When the princess arrived in the wilderness of Shihit with her entourage and the elders read the emperor's letter, they prayed for her for many days, but she was not healed. At the end, the fathers decided that Saint Hilary, the eunuch, Leia Hilary, her sister Yani, should take care and pray for her healing. Saint Hilary refused, but the elders obliged her to take care. Saint Hilary knew that she was her sister, but her sister did not recognize her. Saint Hilaria, embarrassed and kissed her sister often, then left to weep outside. A few days later, Theobesta, her sister, was healed from her illness, and Saint Hilaria took her to the elders and said to them, "Through your prayers, God has granted her healing." The elder sent Theobesta back to her father in peace. When Theobesta arrived to her father, he and all those who were in the palace rejoiced for her safe return and offered many thanks to the Lord Christ. Her father asked her about her stay in Shihid, and she said that Saint Hilary, the eunuch who healed her by his prayers, used to hug her and kiss her often. When the emperor heard this, he had some doubts about this monk. He sent to the elders, asking them to send Saint Hilary, who healed his daughter, in order to receive her, his blessings. When the elders ordered him to go to the emperor, she wept bitterly before the elders, pleading them to spare him or Hariani from the trip. They told him that the emperor was a righteous man who loved the Holy Church, and that it was only proper not to disobey him according to the Holy Scriptures. After a great effort, Saint Hilaria went to the emperor, who sat saluted him or her and all those who were with him. Then he had a private meeting with Hilaria together with the empress. They asked him, How did you, the holy man, hug and kiss the princess? Then Hilary asked them to bring the Bible and pledge to him not to prevent him from going back to the wilderness after answering their inquiry. They brought the Bible and pledged to him as he wished. Then he made himself known to them, saying, "I am your daughter Hilaria." And she told them all that had happened to her. Her parents wept with a loud voice, and all the people in the palace were in confusion. She remained 3 months. Then she wanted to return. And when her parents refused, she reminded them with their oath. Then the emperor wrote to the governor of Egypt, demanding him to send 100 bushels of wheat every year and 600 measures of oil and all that the monks needed in the wilderness on the yearly basis. The emperor saw to it also that many cells were built for the monks. He also built a beautiful palace in the monastery of St. Macarius. From that time, the number of monks increased in the wilderness. St. Hilaria stayed 5 years after her return to the wilderness, then departed in peace. No one knew that she was a woman until after her death. May her prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also of the year 396, Anno Domini San Gregory of Nyssa, the brother of St. Basil the Great, departed. This great father of the church was virtuous, and so were his brothers. He was very well versed in the art of discourse and in the Greek language. He was also strongly zealous in his Orthodox faith. When these good characteristics were known about him, he was chosen bishop against his will and was ordained over the city of Nyssa. He shepherded the flock of Christ that was entrusted to him very well. He illuminated the souls with his sermons and discourses. He interpreted many books of the Holy Bible. He was exiled at the time of Emperor Valens, but returned to Nyssa by the order of Emperor Theodosius the Great in the year 378 after Christ. When the 150 fathers gathered together
in the Second Universal Council in Constantinople in the year 381 Anno Domini, because of the heresy of Macedonius, the Archbishop of the city, at the order of Emperor Theodosius, Saint Gregory was one of the fathers present. He silenced Sabellius, Macedonius, and Apollinarius, arguing their heretic opinions and exposing the fallacies of their heresies. It was said about him that while he was celebrating the divine liturgy, he saw the cherubim on the altar. After 33 years as the bishop of Nyssa, his brother St. Basil came to visit him, for St. Gregory was sick as a result of his austere ascetic life. St. Gregory received his brother with joy. Once, when St. Gregory was about to start the Holy Mass, he fell into a trance, and the Virgin St. Mary appeared to him and said, "Today you will come to us." He departed the same day, and St. Basil, his brother, prayed over him, and he was buried with great honors. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Yeah.